Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at ya. This is episode 253, The Daily Grind.
Because we go on and on and on till the break of dawn. That's right, folks. We out here hustling, earning it. 253 episodes, almost 11 years of fucking podcasting. Whether you liked it or not, we're still fucking doing it.
Hell yeah, it's badass, and there's a lot of cool grinding songs. I was going to call it The Grinder, and then Gower's like, that's a gay website. Like, I think I knew that somewhere.
The gay version of, yeah, for those that don't know, Grinder is the gay version of, what is it called now?
Tinder?
Tinder? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We're a couple of curmudgeons still trying to hold on to what the fuck popular society is doing. We have no clue. Those crazy kids. Anywho, I'm going to keep grinding, dude. This fucking podcast episode is specifically for me to work out, fix my backyard, go to the bank. Do you have a shit tomorrow?
On treason.
And that's right. Absolutely. And, yeah, man. We got some hardship stories of our friend people we know that are lazy pieces of crap that fucking, you know, we're grinders,
right,
dude. I just got off work.
The dregs of society dragging down society, right? There's always, you know, my thing is, if you lift others up, you go along up with them, right? And when you're dragging people down, you're going to go down with them. So the vibe that you give is the vibe that you get, and that should be part of your drive, part of your motivation every fucking day, every minute, you know? Strive for more, be better, because fucking help others, because one day you're going to need someone else's help.
The Flamingo Cult, Gower's going to start it. I'm not.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not joining, man.
The one-legged society, bro.
He's got some bodacious locks. He's got the message. I could see the followers coming soon in the Sacto area.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, scientific fact, do you know what they call a group of flamingos?
No.
A flamboyance.
All right.
Are you kidding me? Seriously?
You'll hear no bumping and grinding tracks. Because
Well, I mean, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Yeah, but I mean, this is about grinding. Just going hard, trying to accomplish it, getting off your sorry ass. Yeah, that's why I'm making it.
And, you know, hey, you can talk all the smack you want, but the Flamingo, it's a vibe, it's a persona. I mean, maybe that's the new show. Maybe we got to make a new show. Matador and the Flamingo.
Jesus.
We'll be internationally syndicated.
And we can barely put this thing out. It's such a struggle. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. I promise there'll be no horrific metal. What kind of beer are you drinking there, buddy?
The non-dry January kind. I got a nice little New Glory right here, actually.
Nice. I got some Disco Ninja in the fridge. Right now I'm drinking a whiskey Red Bull or bourbon and Red Bull.
Nice.
I'm almost through this horrible like local bourbon I got for Christmas. I can't wait to never drink bourbon again. Yeah, not great. I won't give it a shout out. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. There will be one metal song.
It's gonna fucking suck if you can't even get a shout out.
No, it's not that bad. I'm just a bitch, I guess. It's a cool idea, I guess. Local distilleries making us drink even more.
Well, you know, the thing, if like craft brewery is gonna become a thing and everyone wants to like, you know, wear plaid and have beards and talk about IPAs, then why not have a place for gin drinkers and whiskey snobs and, you know, those type of folk too, because, you know, someone that's super into whiskey, they will spare no expense, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, whiskey's crazy, but man, the bourbon is.
Bourbon, whiskey, scotch are all kind of to me in the same family. Label it all under whiskey.
Yeah.
As a portion.
I would say if I just drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, I'd have a similar effect of like, I never want to do this again.
Yeah, but that's kind of like saying, you know, I bought cocaine off someone I've never met before and it made my nose bleed, so I don't ever want to do it again, compared to like actually knowing the source, getting pure cocaine. I mean, like, oh my gosh. Now that's why people are addicted. I get that. You know?
All right. Yeah, let's play some more music. We got an addiction tale in the next talking segment.
You took the words right from my mouth. Set it up on the tee. Now we're going to rhyme.
All right. Sorry. I have to play one metal song at least. Skid Row, Slave to the Grind. It's not a great song, but the lyrics are just too... God damn it.
Apropos.
Exactly. And here we go. Rhyme.
and the driver of treason.
Fear. Fear's a powerful thing. I mean, it's got a lot of firepower. If you can figure out a way to wrestle that fear to push you from behind rather than stand in front of you, that's very powerful. I always felt that I had to work harder than the next guy just to do as well.
Episode 253.
And to do better than the next guy, I had to just kill. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's still with me and how I work. You know, I just go in, go in, go in.
Sitting about 100 stories up, like what the fuck? I'm just looking at it all. Looking like a villain laying low. Nothing I can do but pack it all up. I'm a goner, but shit, I feel the love. Spotlight on me and I'm feeling so bad tonight. Acting a fool and feeling alive. Fucking flawless like I live in a vault. Only type of living I know.
Only type of living,
yeah. See, if it was you, you would've
now
killed yourself by now.
Only type, yeah, of living now.
It takes a special kind of motherfucker to live like this. And they ask me how I'm doing. Motherfucker, just take a look around.
Best believe I'm in the building. Building, building. I hear you motherfuckers talking and all that, but
no, no, don't mention me at all.
Yeah, coming loud and loud. And I'm knowing you feeling some type of way about it, but
watch your mouth. I dare your ass to say something.
I thought it was all good.
Hey.
But now you motherfuckers crossed the line and kinda
pissing me
all
off.
The fans and all the fame, and though I gave everything to this game, they still complaining. Now what the fuck do y'all expect me to do?
Yeah, there's so much fucking pressure.
It's so much pressure.
It's all in a day's work.
Whole life, all I ever thought about is grinding. Even though my surroundings only show me crime and violence. That was back when a rapper needed guns way more than a stylist. And that was back when I felt like rappers was true motherfucking riders. But even back in the day when I was a fucking youngster, man.
Shit, I was still saying fuck the,
man,
police.
Fuck the police.
Born and raised in the belly of the beast. I had a dream that we was at peace. But I was so wrong. So wrong.
Y'all too wrapped up in the bullshit, I'm biased. Now reality TV is talk about pulpits and choirs. Some of these hoes get less than a fuck when they running their life story by us. It's the worst when I'm in a hotel like a Hilton, sick and tired. And some of these housewives way too fucking desperate. These bitches thinking fame first. I can't knock the hustle shit.
It's all in a day's work.
But that's that shit with potential to make the game worse. Shit is just something about that Hollywood curse. They just thirsty.
Hard times. I double my grind. Fuck the part time. Stay ready for war. I'm on the front line. I'm getting the feeling like it's all mine. It's becoming the only feeling I know.
Only type of living now.
Only type of living I know.
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 Let's work. Rich as fuck, but guess what? I'm back to work. Overseas, back home, no time to sleep. I'm back to work. So many people that I love that want my time, but I gotta work. Some of my friends don't understand. Said I gotta work. Always talk about this in the club, but I'm like, fuck that, I gotta work. If you really wanna do it like this, shit, you better get back to work.
I'm working.
Back to work. Right back to work.
Right back to work.
Better get back to work.
Right back to work.
Back to work.
Right back to work.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'ma let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'ma do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me, so fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up, if things are stopping me, I'ma be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. Knowing fans are bust, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite down to that last relapse album, he's still shitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse, he's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
okay,
down
playing
the same
with the shit and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was air. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to clap, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around. But it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage.
I'm standing up, I'ma face my demons.
I'm manning up, I'ma hold my ground.
I've had enough, now I'm so fed up. Time to put my life back together right now.
My decision to get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer. But they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef flingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this roof like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single shingle on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm
not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
You down and cry,
you down and cry,
you down and cry,
you down.
in my nostrils like wine. My eyes have slowly turned to stone. My jackals terrorize the enemy lines, chewing on the muscle and bone. Except a pound of flesh to bring some justice. My other generals start to cheer. Cause victory has shined a light upon us. Death is in the rear view mirror. Cried you down and cried you down and cried you down and cried you down.
Cried you down.
You down and cried you down.
Cried you down.
Timeouts. Again, there are no more do-overs. Like, this is it. This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. Like, this is it. This is the year for grinding.
This is the Daily Grind, and you will hear the No Use for a Name album, The Daily Grind, but not the song The Daily Grind, because it's terrible. It's like the worst song on that album, man.
It's the way it is, man. It's a never, I mean, that's the grind. It's never ending. Just what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just going to tell some tales of, I'll just say, unless you hacked my email,
Hold on. What time is it? It's time for
Matador's Confessions. Gonna blow your fucking mind. I don't even know if it's a confession, really. It's more of a story, a tale of woe. Anyway, the proprietor of this email that I'm using to make this show is now living in a parking lot and is homeless. So he's not a grinder. So, the opposite of grinding. And yeah, super smart people. Aaron's a pretty smart guy.
Giving people some context here. We're talking about a former bandmate of Mr. Matador, okay, that is now choosing not to grind out chords and riffs, but instead live in a van down by the river. Oh, wait, no, that's not where he's at. Where is he?
I don't know if he's even in a van, or it could be a car. I don't know. It sounds like it's a small car.
Where?
In a Safeway parking lot in Eureka, California, every day.
And in this parking lot for a grocery store in far northern California, what is your dear friend and colleague hustling these
days? We've said too much already. I'm not going to incriminate him in any way, but... just holy shit, like the guys who work hard, the people that just like stick with it, you know, no matter how hard, you know, versus the lazy, like I'm too good to work because I'm so smart type people, you know.
That's versus right.
Perseverance versus, you know, high intelligence.
Well, no, it really what it comes down to is like the scammer that's trying to make the quick, simple buck without putting in the due diligence or the effort to actually succeed. Like, success is the grind. It's not the goal, it's not the victory, it's the grind. If you keep up with the grind, if you can beat the grind, if you can mitigate or appropriate with the grind, you succeed.
Absolutely, and it's also funny to think about other cultures, like, Americans, man, we work, dude. Like, you know, their giant vacations in France and their...
I mean, you like, could say that, like, in, like, China, right? Like, everyone kind of agreed, like, hey, man, we should work, like, 9 hours a day for, like, 4 days a week.
That's what they do?
No, instead, they went even further. And they went 9 to 9, 2 days with 2 days off.
In China?
So, yeah, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
I don't believe you. At all. The sweatshops are aplenty. Communism's reigning supreme.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. Like, imagine...
facial recognition technology.
I speak to someone today and they're like, you know, I just want to know, is the product that you guys have here, is that organic materials? Is it fair trade? I'm
yeah.
Like, bitch. Are you fucking kidding me?
Grind your ass,
think
bitch.
Do you have something that was organic or certified fair trade? It wouldn't be like the first fucking thing you see.
I don't know. Sweatshops probably make that shit. Hunter Douglas, it sounds pretty sweatshoppy to me. I'm just saying. Sorry to reveal your place of work. God damn it. No one listens to this anyway, right?
That was like back in the day in the Zephyr when I used to always call out the OG pasta noodle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the OG pasta noodle being the Olive Garden.
I know a lot of people that have worked at that exact Olive Garden, just coincidentally. My fader friends, and yeah, we're still making this shit. Whoa.
You know what's great, though? I mean, hey, listen, we've gotten through almost a complete year of remote podcasting together.
That's
and we've put
change,
out.
Man.
But we've put out more shows than we ever have, ever.
Yeah, I know, because I've just been grinding, dude. I've just keep making them.
I mean, well, what I've taken away from this is, like, while we still need to meet up and do what we do, this gives us the luxury, the ability, the flexibility now to do it in a format that is like instantaneous. Like we could make a show a day if we really were super grinding.
Yeah, there's no way I could pull it off. But I'd like to say this. Well,
not you solo, right? If we were
have all the shit, but yeah. Anyway, got a project I'm going to work on. Hopefully I'm going to get the materials tomorrow. It's a cliffhanger. You'll have to come see it when it's done. Anyway, we're going to play more music. This is The Grinder, and this project's going to be a grinder. And I'll listen to this podcast while grinding it out. Here it is. Rhyme.
And geothermal treason.
You wanna bring it out, we just wanna melody. here so we can sing about all the lies and deception, preventing all the rest from progressing away from this depression. Trust me, it's depressing. Earthquake weather, the ones who survive, the ones who stand together. You think I'm wrong, here's the correction. We're giving you the beat, no discretion.
This is the new sound.
My time spit around while I hold my kid. Ridiculous, flip, immaculate, evolutionary flows. Your world more dough. Bang with the best, get the best. All the rest of the blessed, flip another from the east to the west. It's a lyrical maze, typical days. God works in mysterious ways. I'm a warlord of war to lead the raw dog. Players ain't even coming close to my low score. Stay asleep, mother beeping on a hardcore beat that slamming through your jeep like a 44 Mac to get back. L never got ripped by a track. I don't mess around, always come back with a lyrical miracle. Day one, platinum black right off the bat. Lifted every finger with the mic on my arm. Time bomb blowing up, ring the alarm. Cool double O flow well to the LL. I'm ruling the world and I'm hard as hell. I shut them down.
You can't hold me.
I shut them down.
You can't hold me.
I shut them down.
You can't hold me.
I shut them down. Better bet I roll the vocal control. Gotta bring the heat that eliminate who can't compete. Spit raises a rip the beat. Relentless, endless, friendless. When it comes to the lyrical magnum, my bag, I'm snag, I'm drag, I'm outfits wagon. Can you fashion? Place all the blood on my vein with thug passion. Mashing, take a little time and think the rhyme out. How to find out, bump and grind out, pump the lines out. I'ma show you what the microphone is all about without doubt. C to the double O, bounce in the bubble eye limo. No, I ain't checking for your bullshit demo. Every time they put me in a battle, I'm lethal. You too sweet and low, you ain't equal. I shut them down.
That rap for a handsome ransom. Smoke a little Branson inside the mansion. Keep it thugged out even when the earth is dancing. Ranching, take that chance and keep advancing. I'ma murder every night in the game. Can't stand the rain, never maintain. Gotta lead the world aflame. Son, wanna live life, stay out my lane. Celebrate my name. Here's a murderous combo with joy and pain. Sound waves stimulate the brain to flames. Wanna feel me spit the whole clip. Sing along and split your lip. 45 with my name on the grip. You said you wanna battle, money now talk.
I shut up.
Like
this is it.
You feel like
your life is going to last a long time.
This is the year for crying.
And if I was to talk to my 26-year-old self, I would tell that kid that you don't have time. And you really, you don't know when it's going to end. And so get out there and do the things you want to do. Get out there and get after them now. Don't wait another second.
I have a goal. I have an objective. And nothing is going to stop me from making that become a reality. This is the year for grinding. Listen to me very closely. This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. This is it. This is the year for grinding.
I'm gonna get along without you while you're gone. It took me for everything that I had.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Episode 253. This guy's moving a desk and then a Thursday night.
Jesus,
he's pouring some fruity ass drink.
Hey, but you know what though? I'm fucking grinding, baby.
That's right.
Just cleared some shit out of my garage and put some cash in my pocket, you know? Fuck it. Hey.
Yeah, I want to pawn off so much crap on you. I have this really decent robot vacuum, but I just got the ultimate one that's mops and vacuums.
Bro,
sick, dude.
I'll tell you this right now. I picked up not one, but two different Dysons in total for under $100.
Wow. Dysons are good shit.
I got a fucking Dyson ball vacuum and a Dyson animal handheld thing.
Oh yeah, I got that same handheld. It's sick, dude.
So golden.
Yeah, but I'll say this, the thing the one I want to give you, it has a remote control so you can steer it around while you drink.
Can I link it to my Mario Kart account?
You're just drinking while you just suck up a bunch of crap. Modern technology. Anyway, I got a grinding project coming up that I'm hoping to get the bricks for tomorrow at Home Depot. The fucking barbecue installation. Got a Santa Maria grill.
Yeah, bro. That's legit. Are you going to put is it just going to be a pit thing that you're going to build? Are you building it?
I'm going to build it, and it's going to be just a rectangular one. I got the fire box. I've got the upper bricks, which are fire-resistant bricks. And then I also have the Santa Maria grill with a wooden handle on the end, you know, to raise it.
Are you going to do the thing with the gears, with the platform?
Yeah, I already bought it.
Right, check it out. When you get the chance, go down to the Army Surplus store and get a big-ass, thick-ass fucking hook, right? And just hook the chain up to that hook so that you can hook it on there. And when you want to adjust the height of it, you can use the hook as a way of adjusting the height.
No, it raises and lowers. It's all built in. It's got pulleys and shit.
Oh,
it's a Santa Maria style grill. Like the ones you see in Santa Maria. You can lower it. You can raise it. I think it's goes up 3 feet or something, or 2 feet.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
Yeah, dude. Can't wait. We'll barbecue. Fucking A.
Get out of that motherfucker right there.
Yeah, that's right. Grinding it out. We're making this fucking almost 11 years later.
That's right, folks.
We got a new president.
We do. We have...
Just kidding.
And we have the first ever female like first ever like 100 things vice president, which, you know, in the end is a pretty fucking cool thing, like her or not.
Straight out of Oaktown, like, I like her.
You know, I mean, hey, there's pros and cons to every person in this life, but to be able to represent and show people that felt like they never have a say or a chance, that they have a say or they have a chance, that's a pretty fucking cool thing.
No, very cool. Like to give her a shout out. Like to also give a shout out to the Golden State Warriors. I don't know if you've been watching them lately.
Oh, well, I watched them beat the Lake Show.
Oh, I wish I would have, man. I was had to work and was sleeping and took my grind up.
Anyway,
well, last night they presented like a special jersey to Kamala. Not Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala. Yes.
Yeah, that said, like, oh, anything's possible and all this shit. They had, like, a little montage, and then Steph gave her the jersey, or, like, sent her the jersey.
It's from Oakland, bro.
And it's, like, yeah, it said, like, the Bay. They had, and then they also had the new uniforms, and they were, like, Oaktown or something like that. Just these sick, like, weird, badass.
Yeah.
But it was a new design and everything, even though they play in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it was just funny though.
You gotta respect a franchise that respects its heritage like that. Like, we'll sit, like, it won't shy away from it and say, like, yeah, we're in San Francisco now, but we still love Oakland. We still, you know, like, you're fucking 15 miles away, bro. We don't hate you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And yeah, man, they won by like 24 points, destroying the Spurs. They were on fire, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta watch them. They're great. Anyway, keep on grinding out there, people. Hope you like this show. Right. We're gonna still grind them out.
Don't stop the hustle. Don't let someone else get in your way. Do what you gotta do. Have fun with it. Be yourself about it. Don't fake the front. This is Rhyme.
Dirt, but got a good heart. Shouldn't that count for something? I was told out of mouth. amount to nothing. Most of my childhood, life by folks, it was stunting my growth. Separated me from the shit I was wanting the most. Felt myself coming close to pumping them O's. Lump in my throat, chest poked out, face was poker. Trying to erase my ghosts, chasing smokers. Got demons on both shoulders, trying to show for my life through the streets. In other words, nigga, my will was weak. Please feel what I speak. This ain't your average ordinary jogging. Weak rap niggas be talking. This shit is deep. From the mind of Buster X and me to all my fallen soldiers, rest in peace till we meet, niggas.
Why, my niggas, tell me, tell me. I'd be crazy with it, and quick to blaze with it. From in my soul of every word that I curse, with all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas, my niggas, tell me, tell me. Cause we guards, nigga, and go to yard, nigga. Because I walk the ground under my feet and keep it live and stay in tune with the streets. Now let me ask
you,
my niggas,
must be cuckoo like I respect the new you. Never see you two could get it through your FUBU sweater like a nigga when he walk in the dark. Trespassing on a nigga land, shots echo loud in the park. I live and die for all the shit I believe and rep for everything I stand for with every single breath that I breathe. Like the intake from cigarette smoke, it's like you inhale the demon in the gut that's stressed, struggling broke. If the shit was all over the mall, I'd leave a treasure for my kids with a legacy for my children to follow. You know it's funny how the good die first. Get the pepper then you stepping, faggot nigga, cause you could die worse. Hold on, you know I cut off my arm in the name of reppin' real niggas in the midst of dropping this bomb. Allah blessed me to rep for the better and carry on something great and keep a nigga name living forever. Now tell me, all my niggas tell me, tell me. I'd be crazy with it, and quick to blaze you with it. From in my soul of every word that I curse, with all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas, my niggas, tell me, tell me. I'd be guards, nigga, and go to yard, nigga. Because I walk the ground under my feet and keep it live and stay in tune with the street. Now let me ask my niggas.
You're looking a little bit like a noodle. I thought that we'd do this next one to give you a little more gymspiration.
One more round!
Everyone,
Here we go, people. Episode 253, The Grinder. We're doing four talking segments. We're grinding it that hard.
That's fucking right, folks. We fucking fooled you. For the first time ever in Rhyme and Treason Radio history, a fourth talking segment.
There's only been twos and threes through 253 episodes. Usually two when we're too faded to realize how many are happening. Anyway, yeah. I'd like to give a shout out this fucking guy at my job. He's just dumb as fuck. And like, he tried to fight a couple of the mechanics. He said, fuck y'all. He's like a southern guy. I was in the room, you know. Like, so basically he told me, fuck you, you know.
Like, because, like, you guys didn't, like...
He had nothing to do with me. Like, because he sucks at his job. He was getting demoted. And now Monday, he was getting fired. He was getting fired on Monday, right?
He was getting fired, like, the next day.
Like, he had to do all these, jump through all these hoops to keep his job kind of thing. He didn't do any of them, and he was, like, yesterday, he was asking me about, like, unemployment and all this shit. Today, at 10 a.m., he's like acting super shady and being all weird and stuff, and he keeps going in his car. It's like, where the fuck did he go? And he's like, he's in his car. Anyway, he goes, I'm going to the doctor, man. Blah, blah, blah. And,
do you have a fucking gun in his car?
What's that?
Does he have a gun in his car?
Oh, I hope. I didn't even think about that. I will say I've like compared him to shit at one. I was like, I'm gonna go take an Ettlinger, his last name, you know. Anyway, this guy sucks.
That's like some Billy Madison shit. Like putting on the lipstick like, in the car. Like.
Yeah, I know. I'm on his list. I don't think so. I've been pretty nice to the guy, in all honesty. Anyway, he goes to the doctor at 10. There's like this. It's like all these closed door meetings like the whole week. Are they going to fire this guy? And he's supposed to be on nights, but he just shows up and like he's trying to pass these quals. And I'm like the only person that can sign him besides the manager. He's like, whatever you do, don't sign his quals and all this stuff, right? To fire
That's
him,
a rough
to fire him, basically, right? Anyway. He goes out for 3 months on disability, and there's a law stating that the manager doesn't get to know like why he's gone or anything.
Wow.
And we're all predicting like stress leave or something.
So like he goes on a stress leave or whatever the day before he's supposed to be fired, pretty much.
Yeah, like 3 days before.
Yeah. That's a quality fucking bitch move.
Right? I know, like just classic, like
that reminds me of a lot of the people that I work with that like just sit there and are like, I don't fucking know, like I'm gonna send you to somebody else. Like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, how fucking hard is it to just do the job that you get paid to do?
It's not hard. That's the point. Like, you just do
it.
You go out there.
There's lots of jobs. If you don't like this one, pick a different one.
You're getting paid $48 an hour. He's getting paid $48 an hour. He's, like, as dumb as a rock. He can't, like, do shit and just, you know. Yeah, they gave him all kinds of chances to take a demotion. Yeah, it's fucking gnarly. It's like, and then it's also like, well, you're the idiots that hired him, so deal with it, dude.
Yep.
You fucked up. I didn't fucking fire. Would I have hired this fucking shitbag? Not in a million years, dude.
You put a shitbag on my front porch, lit it on fire, and want me to pay for the boots that I had to step on to put it out.
That made no sense. I love it. We're back to our drunken selves.
Yeah.
Fuck dry January. And don't worry, I'm not going to be doing a sea shanty episode because what's up with that, dude?
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Are you not aware of the sea shanties and they're gaining popularity?
The sea shanties?
Yeah, where it's just guys like singing in a cappella like pirates. Yeah, like pirates. It's like, check out the sea shanty.
I was thinking it was like the hottest new drink at the club. Like, hey man, let me get a sea shanty.
You're hilarious. But nothing's open due to COVID lockdowns. Here we go. We're going to close it out with more music. Thanks for listening. This was the motherfucking grind. Daily grind.
Four times.
Yo.
Treason.
I'm your Pharrell, from the Neptunes, and I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before. Come on.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, and soft to hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack. On or off the track, I'm heavy cuz, ball to your fathers, you can duck to the Fetty Gov. Sorry my love, but I'm seeing through these eyes. Benz convoys with the wagon on the side. Only big boys keep deuces on the ride. Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music. Baker's man, I bake them cakes as fast as I can, and you can tell by how my bread stack up, then disguise it as rap so the feds back up, watch it, like my whip, like my chick topless, doing a buck six with me in the cockpit, grinding cousin, I got four dozen, even 11-5, if I see you keep it coming in my weight, that's just as heavy as my name, so much dough I can't swear I won't change, excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself, cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when them 20s is spinning like windmills. And the ice 32 below minus the wind chill. Filthy, the word that best defines me. I'm just grinding, man. Y'all never mind me. Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see it like me shining. Grinding. Whoa. You know what I keep in aligning. Whoa. Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see it like me shining. Grinding. My grind's about family, never been about fame. Some days I wasn't able, there was always 4.5 or get you in the game. Anything less is just a damn shame. Guess the way my watch got blue chips in the face. With two tips, whoever gets in the way. Not to mention a hideaway that rests by the lake. Consider my raw demeanor, the icing on the cake. I'm grinding like a cripple. Balance weight through the hood. Kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel. Plated whistle. One eye closed, I'll hit you. As if I was Slick Rick, my aim is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One'll leave you frozen, the other nodding, dozing. I'm grinding, Jack. Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a like me shining. Grinding. Whoa. You know what I keep in aligning. Whoa. Better stay in line with. Whoa. You see a like me shining.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball.
Rhyme.
And treason.